Any supervisor comments?
I have a quick one. I was out at the Casey, at the detention center this afternoon, and Michelle, I don't know if you were there, but they had to use pepper spray on an inmate I know there, and they had attorneys and people in the professional visitors quarters. They had to leave because it was affecting everyone so much, and yet the employees all had to stay. And I can only say, from having been there and beginning to get some eye irritations and a little bit of a cough, oh my gosh, you people are saints to endure what you did. And I had to ask, I don't know the name of whoever it may have been manning the front desk this morning, or this afternoon, but I was there and I asked him, what have you got for ventilation in here? Now, it just so happens that the inmate that they used it with happened to be in what's called segregation already, which you may know from the visit. And, oh my gosh, they have a ventilation system that one of these days, maybe together with capital projects, we should talk about it, to see about renovating, because these poor souls endured a heck of a lot this afternoon. And I hope nobody's asthmatic or has any other aggravation.
Right, I think everybody was fine, but they said it was really bad in that main hall.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine how bad that must have been. But kudos to everybody who was there. I just experienced the tangent of it, and I could feel it, so I really appreciate your endurance, and I just thought I'd pass that on tonight.
Chairman comments, one, I got a phone call, a person would not leave a name or anything, said that the inmates deserve better food, more nutritious food, you know, at the kiosk, and to look into that, and I said, okay, thank you very much, and I said, I'll pass it on, so I'm passing it on.
Thank you.
So, approval of the minutes for December 4th, which I don't think there was a meeting.
There was. There was. We were over there.
That's right. Yeah. Motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. Resolution to Senator Staples.
Good evening, Supervisors. Here once again to put forth this resolution to approve the appointment of Aaron Strom to serve as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee. Aaron is up for a 3-year term, and we're looking for approval to our committee. And, basically, we talked about this at our last meeting. It was tabled. So tonight, I brought Captain Strom with, so that you may ask any questions.
Captain Strom, if you want to step up, and the committee had questions for you, because a lot of it had to do with the attendance of the meeting. So I'll let the committee ask any questions.
Well, maybe we could just generalize for just a second. Did you, Lieutenant, address any of our concerns with Captain?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you did address them.
Yes.
Okay, because I know several of us spoke. Some were a little more, I won't go there. So regarding the attendance, maybe you can just address the excused and unexcused absences pertaining to the committee meetings.
Sure. Okay. So when I was first appointed on the committee, Gil Ben was in Lieutenant Staples' spot. Shortly after I was put on the committee, I was placed in a position of interim fire chief for the village town at the time. So they kept me working a 24-48-hour shift, as well as being interim fire chief. So at the time, we were transitioning from town to village, so I not only had to attend department meetings, but I had to attend town board meetings, village board meetings, joint village and town meetings, so a lot of my time was tied up with that, in trying to most of them were unexcused absences because as interim fire chief, if I had planned on coming and something came in, I couldn't just walk away from that.
Okay.
I still currently work a 24-48 hour shift. We're a combination department, so I am full-time there. I plan on attending a meeting, but then again, a lot of it depends on staffing for that day. Usually there's two of us assigned primarily to a med unit. Tonight, I was lucky enough where we were able to finagle it, where I was able to break free for a while. So usually it depends on my shift, calls. Now that Chief Wilkinson is actually part of the LEPC, he kind of sees that he needs to make a little bit more time for me, so he's been more accommodating with that. So those would be the primary reasons why. If an unexcused absence came up, usually it was because I planned on attending, but an emergency came up and couldn't.
And what you're saying is that will be more infrequent.
Yes.
Now, because things have changed for you.
Chief Wilkinson is making the accommodation, finally, that he will allow me to, he'll get me covered soon enough where I won't be tied up on a call and be able to break free.
Because I know, I mean, Lieutenant Staples speaks very highly of you, which means a lot to me. I don't know about the other supervisors, but me, it does. And I wanted to hear from you what may have been going on, because there's always several sides to a story, you know, just hearing unexcused absence, there could be a good reason for it.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for that.
Okay, Captain, when you're not able to attend, would you be sending Aaron Longry, Assistant Chief Longry, in your absence at all?
I did send him one time. And usually if there's plenty of notice, usually I will try to send him.
Okay.
So I know he's kind of in the same boat now. So now that he's been promoted to assistant chief, I know he's got duty nights too. And we're working and should hopefully be able to find some kind of designee within the team that can show up. So.
But to that point, if it's last minute rescue, emergency, you won't be able to find a replacement anyway.
Right.
Because it's you don't have time for that.
Right.
Okay.
But I think those would be more the excused absences, because I think the way it was ran before my time is that if you did not get a hold of the program assistant and let her know that you're going to be, you know, you're not going to be able to attend, she would put down excused. But if after the meeting and something came up, it was unexcused. So
yeah,
I think better record keeping will be the forefront as well.
To Lieutenant, if I may ask, looking at the minutes from last month, and is it accurate that this hazmat commission, for lack of a better term, meets only twice a year then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
it was, we did have it at least three times a year, but we were having trouble getting a quorum. So hence another reason why we want members to re-up for the committee, as well as trying to expand to get new members.
Based upon that schedule, is it something that you'd be able to try to weave into everyone's calendar then?
We've tried. We've tried daytime meetings, evening meetings, morning meetings. Right now, the 2 o'clock during the week is the best for us right now. So we did have some issues with his name just escaped me, former county board supervisor, just retired, Rick Dodge. Yes, he's a member. And he was, since he retired, he's planning on, you know, going to Florida back and forth. So now that he's a private citizen, he's still a member of the LAPC. He's able to make more of the meetings too. So that's one of the reasons why we want to look into kind of expanding it.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Well, I feel confident that Captain Strong will be able to accommodate the meetings now with the work schedule and with Chief Wilkinson. So I don't see any issues here.
Okay. Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Committee, I vote aye as well. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, we have an edict from the chairman because we three times this year will meet before the county board meets, that we need to basically move the meetings. What is the committee, what would be a good date to move the meeting to? One thought was the second Tuesday of the month when I looked at what the other committees meet.
That would work. Because we always we have county board.
First Tuesday of the month. And it wouldn't conflict with another committee from what I believe. Because the second Wednesday of the month is PDAC.
So this would be the first Tuesday?
Yes.
Second Tuesday.
Second Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like February 12th.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how that would work for the for Chief Deputy as well.
I'm good for any day.
Okay. Because he wants it on the, what he wants is everything on to be listed on the agenda at the meeting before. And that way, it's not putting it too far ahead for Nancy and others to get everything ahead of time. It's just the Friday before, and that way it gets on the agenda, and then we're meeting a week later.
Well, I think it works for me. I'll miss the February meeting, though, because I already have something pre-booked, but I think generally that
we don't care.
I'm just telling.
I can make the second Tuesday at 6:30.
Certainly. Does that work for Youth and Governance? Because that's, I was trying to think what would be good with other committees.
So basically, on Tuesdays, it will be decided, and then they have to get all the paperwork done by Thursday to get to me for the next Tuesday.
Actually, will we be 3 weeks ahead of time, or are we?
What would happen is,
I don't know if that's enough time. I mean, I can't speak for anybody that does the paperwork. So basically, it would go on the full board agenda on the Tuesday. So between Tuesday and Thursday, whoever, once it goes to say, okay, that committee gets it, all the paperwork has to be done to get to me to put on the agenda for Friday for the next Tuesday. So is the 2 day...
This is why I wanted to have a discussion on it, is try to figure out the best options.
So is it better to go to the third week to give you more time?
Right, I don't know, I don't know how long it takes once.
Well, here's the thing. Finance meets the second Thursday, so that's 2 days later than the second Tuesday, obviously. So
right.
Somehow that works, but that's 2 days more time.
Right.
And the way I was thinking it is that there's stuff that goes to us and then finance, and that way it would end up on the next meeting agenda.
Do we try it, and then if it's too much work, then we change
or
it again.
If that's not enough time, if nobody minds that it goes to the next month.
Well, in a worst case scenario, we should imagine then what's going to happen around budget time when you're in a squeeze for anything. And what will happen if there is, be it a appointment on a short agenda, that may not be problematic, but if there is something lengthier,
right.
I won't want to put a squeeze on...
Either that or it just has to be on the agenda. I don't know if everything has to be...
Packet-wise?
Packet-wise has to be ready. It has to be agenda to us.
So it could be on the website. Is that what you're saying versus mail?
Well,
Well, he's thinking just the listing of
the
items,
chair
not
said
so
it has
much the supporting documents.
The chair, you know, said it has to be listed on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. So that so the other supervisors know what's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was it done in the past?
See, they've never been that strict on it.
Oh.
So someone complained.
Yeah.
And wants it changed. Okay.
Well, we can try second Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Second Tuesday for February.
Yeah.
And we'll see. And that'll be here,
mm-hmm.
in this room.
Okay. At 6:30, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like I said, it's going to be interesting for the committees that meet.
Like Public Works meets the first Monday.
That was an example in his email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of what they're going to do.
And that's a big agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll find out Monday. It's going to mess up my whole weeks.
Just don't pick the second Tuesday.
The second Tuesday, the second Thursday, the third Wednesday.
Oh, you got plenty of room. Yeah. Is this something we vote on, or we just change it in?
No, we need to vote on it. So, youth and governance?
Okay.
Committee?
Do we have to do a formal motion?
Yeah, we need to do a formal motion.
A motion for the second Tuesday of the month to hold our...
I'm just thinking how... I'm sorry,
my... In this room.
My mind went to, how is Dennis going to deal with this? Yeah. Sorry.
I know, thanks.
That'll...
Is there a motion from the committee?
I made the motion.
Second.
All right. All of the committee, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Because it has been the
first Monday.
So we'll try it for that date, for February.
All right.
Anything further to come before the committee?
No.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Using governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm glad Captain was able to make it tonight.
Yeah.
It sheds more light onto why in hearing it from him.
Mm-hmm.
We're still rolling.
It was strong.